Hey friend, I'm Tanisha Sela, and you're listening to the Life of an Empath podcast. I'm an empath, Akashic Records reader, and intuitive guide. I'm exactly what you would expect a modern day mystic to be. I meditate, I'm a crystal lover, sporadic yogi, and I believe in love and universal goodness. I help high-level creatives, empaths, and teams achieve emotional clarity and allow them to utilize intuition as business strategy. On this podcast, I share stories about my personal spiritual journey, the lessons that I'm learning through my clients, and life as a wife and mom of two toddlers. Welcome to my life. Let's get started. You may be wondering what happened after I looked into the candle and prepared to read for Beth. And I will give you the easiest answer. Everything. Everything happened after that day because I was finally headed towards the right path in terms of soul purpose. After that reading, everything started to change for me quickly. By this time, I had been living in Northeast DC for months. All the troubles I had with my ex at the end of the prior year were like a distant memory. When I think back on my time in Northeast DC, it literally feels like a dream. I found the house through a friend I had known from Atlanta who moved up to DC months before I did. She read about a listing through some of her sorority sisters, and voila, I went to check it out on a day that was easy for me to sneak out of work a little bit early. When I drove up, I knew it would be the place. The numbers on the house were 111 and the number for spiritual awakening and enlightenment. In retrospect, it's no accident I took my intuitive gifts for a spin the first time in that house. If you're wondering what you'll discover about me during this part of my journey, I won't keep you waiting. This part of my life was about sacrifice. This is the part of spirituality that everyone I meet wants to resist. This is the part no one wants to face because the truth is, most people don't really desire change in their lives. They want other people and other things to change to meet them where they are. But let me tell you a little secret, friend. In hopes that it will clear up any misconceptions that you have about sacrifice. Nothing that I had to let go of or had to give up during my spiritual awakening was worth having anyway. Let me explain. Back when I was in Atlanta, I knew that the door to the time in my life there was closing. I simply didn't know what was next. So when my ex mentioned that he wanted to move on from there, I was ready for that. He proposed moving to either California or DC. When I considered it, I didn't feel anything when I thought about California, like at all. But DC felt open and like there would be a world of possibilities to be uncovered. Stay with me here because this is the lesson on sacrifice. I was always excited about moving and put my energy on moving to DC specifically. Though when I actually moved, it was to PG County. And if you know anything about the DMV, PG County is not living in the district at all. The place my ex and I shared briefly resembled nothing I dreamed of when I thought of moving to DC. So though it was sad initially when we broke up, it wasn't our life or even him that I was grieving after the initial shock wore off. It was the time that I had wasted with him. So the day I pulled up in Northeast DC to view this beautiful row home with 111 on the mailbox, I knew it was the one before I even stepped one foot on the sidewalk, much less through the front door. If there was a downside, it would be my roommate there, Camille. Don't get me wrong, she had a good heart, but she was a Virgo, so she was definitely sometimey. Though if I had let that fact that I would have a roommate ruin it or deter me in any way, I would have missed out because she was 100% upfront about the fact that she traveled a lot. She was never home, and that worked out perfectly for me. The next thing that will go would be my job in Alexandria that allowed me to make the move from Atlanta to DC. After the day I read for Beth, that job lasted maybe 3 weeks, if that. It wasn't a bad job, but I certainly had a very condescending manager. He was a TARS, so being skeptical was his way of life. And when you're getting in alignment, there is no room for doubt from anyone. Not to mention that the commute was nothing I had ever desired for myself, especially after leaving a horrendous commute in ATL. So I got another job quickly, and that was much closer, but within a couple of weeks, I found an opportunity that was more flexible. It would allow me to reclaim my time and also my personal space. So let's just say within a year of meeting Beth, my whole world changed. Nothing I was attached to or was in conflict with existed anymore. And though it started out seemingly coincidental before I became more intentional about my purpose and the direction of my life, Spirit was laying invisible steps and creating a pathway for the next thing every step of the way. In fearing sacrifice, we become attached to who we think we are, attached to what people have told us we are and capable of. Ultimately, we are attached to a series of ideas that have become our beliefs. Often people say that releasing attachment is hard or tricky, but ultimately those are the people that have a difficult time with change in general. And in this way, attachment makes us unwilling to set clear boundaries and make meaningful intentions. When I consider attachment, I think about how we are born into this life with nothing and we leave it the same way. It is only what is within you that will matter or define you. Resistance only serves to create a hard life and also a hard transition. Attachment is a pattern and a roadblock. To say this means it is something that consistently comes up in how we show up and also something that stands in the way of evolution. Change is inevitable. We welcome it when we can see that it leads to something positive, but when we must be responsible to initiate change and are unable to visualize the positive result, change is then regarded as unbearable. The real problem with attachment is that it's too hard to overcome what you don't know what exists, right? What you have mistakenly defined, what you lack to fully appreciate in depth. But I can say from experience that we always know what we want. This comes up often in my session work, especially with new clients. I may have even mentioned it here on the podcast already. We always know what we want, but we fear taking action. I knew with 100% certainty that I wasn't happy in the relationship that I had when I moved to DC. Spirit had given me so many opportunities to not only show up in that relationship with clarity, but to execute the change that needed to happen myself. But I wouldn't pull the trigger. Friend, think about a circumstance right now that you know isn't for you, but you are tolerating and letting it go on too long. Is it your job? Is it your relationship? Is it a friendship? Is it something within your family? There's something right now that you know doesn't work for you. For me, I knew that he was already cheating on me in some capacity before the move from ATL. I caught him with a web profile on this dating site. He blamed his friend, called his friend in a rage to scream at him. Well, you know what? He should have won an Oscar after he hung up the phone because he and I both knew there was no one on the other end of that line. Or how he moved up to DC ahead of me and refused to come back and get me a few weeks later. This was a very clear sign that I would be in DC on my own. When that happened, I almost didn't go. I was going to pull out of it all. My new job, the packing that was taking place. When I think back on that time, everyone in my life was convinced that it was a bad idea to go. But DC wasn't about my ex. I needed to be there to be in the right place for the next leg of my journey. So I drove it alone and moved into that crappy apartment in PG County and endured all of the shenanigans that took place until that fateful holiday. The very reason I had to experience the shock of him ending the relationship on Thanksgiving Day and the discomfort of being in transition shortly after that is because I refused. I resisted standing up for what I wanted. What I've learned working as an intuitive guide is that most people don't consider attachment as an issue or directly connected with spirituality. Though spirituality speaks to the release of attachment or sacrifice in many different ways. Sacrifice is hard for everyone, and particularly people that have a difficult time with change and loss. Or those that are deeply rooted in themselves, or shall I say, deeply rooted in ego. If we are so attached to all things earthly, especially in our beliefs and our understanding, how are we to ascend? How are we to fully restore our spiritual essence to be in the presence of spirit? Many consider spirituality a lifestyle rather than it being a key component of your life's journey. Let me share something with you I heard when I was channeling late last year. Your ultimate intention should be the one that restores your God energy. And considering our ultimate intention, I think of all of our spiritual ancestry and all of the spirits that are unable to move on solely because of attachment and the never-ending list of reasons they cannot let go of to return to the light. It is with this perspective that attachment presents a consequence I would rather avoid. For the gift of having a soul is that it never dies and is always free to move onward. Until next time, friend. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. My hope is that you always consider me a resource for spiritual wisdom and all things soul level. Allow me to offer you some action steps that you can take right now to either start or deepen your own spiritual connection. Connect me to a friend or coworker or relative of yours that needs to hear this episode now. Send it over to them even if you've already told them all about how intuitive guidance can help and they haven't made their move yet. You can follow me at _lifeofanempath_ on Instagram, and then send me a DM so that we can schedule some phone time for you ASAP so you can start a deeper journey for yourself. Or reach out to me and let me know you want to start the process of supporting the journey of another that wouldn't have access otherwise. You can schedule your initial consult by going to my website at lifeofanempath.com. Email me at Tanisha@lifeofanempath.com and let me know that you'd love for me to share insights like you've heard on the podcast at your organization, or you would like to explore the possibilities of scheduling ongoing group facilitated emotional clarity or declutter the mind sessions for your team as we move forward toward alignment as a global community. I can't wait to connect with you.